You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church Hereford. If you would like to find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
Okay, so today I'm talking about give us this day our daily bread. One line in the Lord's Prayer. Bread. It is God's, I've thought of three more things while we've been sitting there. I don't know if I'll have time. Bread is God's life-sustaining provision. Life-sustaining provision. Mankind has been baking loaves for thousands of years. The simple loaf feeds the poorest and the most well-off. Wherever you go on the planet, bread is there in some form, and it's being consumed daily. Bagels, pizza, soda, injera, flatbread, ciabatta, baguette, banana bread, biscotti, brioche, ciabatta, crackers, crepe, muffin, pancake, matzah, naan, poppadom, pizza, pita, potato bread, pretzel, scones, sourdough, tortilla. I found a list. Believe me, there's 100 more. So bread. In its variety, and doesn't that speak? God's bread to us comes in 100,000 varieties. He speaks the word to you, which is just for you. And he speaks to me too. From a quick survey of the Bible, bread was there from the beginning. It's there in Genesis 3. You can look if you like, but it's there. I used to think that give us this day our daily bread was a prayer for God to meet our physical needs. And it is, of course, that, but it's more. It's a petition for all our daily needs, whether they are physical, mental, or spiritual. I think I've got good reason to say this because of Deuteronomy, where it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And Jesus quotes that too in Matthew. We know that if we don't eat, we will die. The scripture says that hearing God is as important as eating. We are just as much spirit as we are body. Do you believe that? We are spirit people. So we must hear God speak to us. And if we don't, we die spiritually. As bread feeds the whole world in a physical, natural way, Jesus feeds and nourishes us spiritually by his bread. The other reason I think that the prayer, give us this day our daily bread, is spiritual as well as practical, is because of the way Jesus talks to us about bread in John 6. He talks about bread coming from heaven. He says he is the bread of life. He offers bread that satisfies, so we shall never go hungry. So the message is clear. Bread means more than just physical food. So, give us this daily bread is hearing God as well as having our practical needs met. When Jesus speaks about bread, he's perhaps alluding to God's provision of manna in the wilderness. Do you remember that story where the people of Israel are wandering in the wilderness? They've just escaped from Egypt and he provides manna for them, something every day for them to eat when they're in the wilderness. And they're like, it says it's like flakes like frost are provided. And it's interesting, it says that they are not to keep it for more than one day. And indeed, after, if they hold on to it, as some did, it turned it grew full of maggots and started to smell. And some of these naughty people decided to hold things till the next day, and Moses was angry. But they were just to take, morning by morning, what God provided. It's a very interesting picture, isn't it? So I'm going to talk about different aspects, the words of give us this day our daily bread. But I was interested in this manna story in the Old Testament, which I think Jesus is alluding to. And I'm going to tell you seven, well, I thought of one in the meeting, so we've got eight, of things we can learn from manna, which I think feed into Give us this day our daily bread. But I would say there's one difference. The bread of life that Jesus embodies will never perish, spoil, or run out. Like the manna did, it spoiled if you kept it warm. But like manna in the wilderness, the life-sustaining bread of Jesus is meant to be received by his followers daily. We are to look for God for something new for each day that he wants to give us. Manna. Manna was bread from heaven. It fell, rained down, it says. Just like Jesus, the bread of life, he comes from heaven to be bread for us. Number two, manna came daily. Just like the Lord's Prayer, it says, give us this day, our daily bread. So the manna came daily, and we are to receive God's bread of it. Three, the manna was close by. It lay in the dew around the camp. And praise God, his bread is always at our disposal if we ask and want it. Number four, manna had to be gathered. We need to go to the word to receive the living bread. Number five, the Israelites would grow weak if they did not gather and eat the manna. And we'll stay as spiritual babes if we do not feed on God. Six, manna was all that they needed. Well, nothing else was provided. It was manna or nothing. That's what they had for 40 years in the wilderness. Yes, Lord, you are all I need. The Bible satisfies, so we'll never go hungry. All we need is in him. We don't need to go anywhere else. Number seven, manna was just a taster for what was to come. It comprised wafers made with honey, and that's a foretaste of the promised land. Do you remember what was in the promised land? A land flowing with milk and honey. So it was honey-like, which gave us a taster. Taste to see that the Lord is good. Receive his bread today. It's a foretaste of heaven. Psalm 19 says, your word is sweeter than honey. And number eight, manna appeared on the desert floor. Isn't that interesting? You may feel, I'm in a desert, I can't hear God. But that's where they were too, but his word still came, the manna still came. So be ready to receive his word, even on the desert floor. So give us our daily bread. We've got a picture. If you're asleep, you can see something visual. It helps some people. And Hope's going to hold it up. So here is a nice loaf, which Naomi drew, because I can't draw. Here is a loaf, a nice English-looking loaf. It's not a matzah or whatever. Okay, so we're going to pick up aspects of this bread. Firstly, so give us this day our daily bread. So we're going to start off with give. Okay, you can take a break if you can't stand there. Give, gift. Give us this day our daily bread. What is it saying? Give, that's an interesting word, isn't it? What we're asking for is a gift. It's not something earned when we go to God. It's not something we have to buy or to borrow. We're looking to God for bread as a free gift. And the good news, aren't asking him for anything that Father doesn't want to give us. He has daily bread available to us, a free gift. He holds out this bread of life to us. It's an exciting prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Give. It isn't, or give us the minimum we need. It's not, can I have a few crumbs today? It's give us all we need for today, all we need. It's give us a downpour of bread, to mix metaphors. But the Bible says it too. In Exodus, God says, I'm going to rain down bread from heaven for you. So it's not a stingy thing. Lord, it's a new day. What feasts are you going to prepare for me today? Psalm 23, it says, he prepares a table in the presence of our enemies. A glorious repast. Bread's got a lovely aroma, hasn't it? If you're cooking bread. A freshly baked bread, it's lovely. Lord, give us this day our daily bread today. that we might be the aroma of Christ. So that's give. It's a gift. Number two, us and our. Give us this day our daily bread. It's interesting, isn't it? The disciples, the Lord's Prayer came because the disciples came and said, teach us how to pray. And Jesus could easily have said, give me this day my daily bread. He could have said, my Father, because we have a personal relationship with God. But he didn't. It's interesting. It's we and us. Why is that? It's something. It's not there for. It's not there. Nothing in the Bible is there without good reason. Us. Doesn't it, on the basic level, it suggests that praying together is a good thing. Saints, take every opportunity to pray together. God loves it when we pray together. Can you think of times in your week when you meet people? Perhaps you chat with people sometimes. Perhaps you have a coffee. Perhaps you talk on the phone. Perhaps you bump into somebody on the street. Could you take an opportunity and say, well, why don't we just pray? It could be just for a few moments. Let's take opportunity to pray. Let us pray. Give us this day our daily bread. Our Father. Jesus, before the Lord's Prayer, had multiplied bread. He'd fed the 5,000 from five loaves and two fish. So bread became a sign of sharing. And then in our culture, it's interesting, I think we're quite an insular culture. Our lives tend to revolve around our so-called nuclear family. But 'twas not always thus. Maybe us in the past at times meant our village. In Jesus' day, homes often would include wider family members or strangers or whatever. So sometimes maybe it's good for us to think, well, what is our family? Our society is quite insular. Our home is our castle. That's what they say, isn't it? But we need to pray, give. Yeah, I mean, it's good to pray for ourselves. Lord, we need you. And that's the first thing, isn't it? To be fed individual. But look around at the people next to you. Do you love these folk enough to pray that this will be their experience too? Give us this day our daily bread. I want you to be fed. I want you to be fed and to know. And then we can share it when we come together. So the Lord's Prayer almost teaches us, yes, we are part of community. We are all in this together. Andrew said this morning, are we prepared to walk together? I hope we are. Give us this day our daily bread. And then this, is there anything in that? Well, this day, prayer doesn't say tomorrow or next week. It's for today. It doesn't refer to the regrets of yesterday. This, we've been reading and sharing in the book of Esther. Esther says she was born for such, or was it Mordecai? She was born for such a time as this. Give us this daily bread is very present. How do we approach today? Lord, provide abundantly for this day. As if it was your last. Yes, I want to know you today. The prayer doesn't say what food we should ask for. We leave that to God. He knows what he wants to give us today. Give me physical and spiritual food for today. I like to pray for God's surprises. His gift for this day, it's not going to be quite like anything else. We will experience, not like anything else that you will experience, but it's this day. It's his daily bread for today. And then day. Give us this day our daily bread. That's not there for it. It's a good reason for that to be there too. In first century, when this was first said and heard, many first century workers were paid one day at a time. So if they were ill, it could be a problem for a day or two. So lifestyles probably were much more precarious than ours. So it probably really resonated with them. It puts praying for daily bread in a different light when we think of it that way, doesn't it? So praying for one day of bread at a time, that was what probably they really earnestly needed to do for God to to meet them, to give them work and food for that day. And God wants us to live by faith today. It might not be as urgent as that, but he wants us to live by faith, to live with daily dependency. Lord, I need you every day. We seek him daily and he renews us day by day. The branch of the vine needs to be continually nourished from the vine. C.S. Lewis wrote, relying on God has to begin all over again every day. Isn't that good? That God wants us not to just rely on yesterday's manna, but to trust him for today and to be in a place of dependence, relying on God anew every day. Right, now we're going into some more. So the bread, Jesus, the word, will, and life. I'm going to speak briefly about those. The bread and Jesus. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. The bread is Jesus. It's personal. When we pray for daily bread, we're just praying for more of Jesus. It's not for more knowledge, particularly, or to build up more experience. It's a prayer for a living walk with Jesus today. Unlike manna in the Old Testament, the bread of life that is Jesus never perishes, spoils, or runs out. But he does want to give us fresh bread every day. With the Bible, we aren't just praying, coming to a book. We're coming to a person, Jesus, as revealed in this book. So the bread is Jesus. Secondly, the bread is the word. Jesus is the word of God, John tells us at the beginning of John. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. When we pray for daily bread, we're praying for God to speak to us, to be word to us, for Jesus to be who he is, the living word of God to us and in us. In John 6, that Jesus multiplies 5 loaves and 2 fish into feeding 5,000 people. He multiplies his word. There will always be enough for our needs. His wonderful word. Even if you've read a passage 100 times, God can multiply in 5 loaves and 2 fish into 5,000. He can multiply and show you something new, something you've never seen before, even if you've read it 100 times. He is the living word. It says in John 6:35, Jesus declares, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. We can confidently ask God for daily bread because he is the living word. Will, bread and will. It's a very interesting verse in John 4:34. Jesus says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. It's interesting, isn't it? When we come to ask for today's bread, we are saying, Lord, I want to do your will. I want today to be a step towards completing the calling you have for me. Can we say that? My food is to do his will and to finish the work he's given me. And then finally, life, bread and life. Jesus, what does he say? He could have said, I am the bread. Would have been very good, but he takes it a bit further. I am the bread of life. It's not the bread of boredom. Some people think the Bible's boring. It's not the bread of death. It's the bread of life. Life is what is in store when we ask God to give us our daily bread. Do you believe that? Life is coming to us when we ask him, Lord, give us this day our bread, because he's the bread of life. God wants to give us life to the full, John 10:10. When we ask for daily bread, it's a prayer for life. And then lastly, I've written hungry. I wanted Naomi to write it across here, but she said it wouldn't come out. So we have it on either side, hungry. In John 6:26, after feeding the 5,000, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, you are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate loaves and had your fill." Jesus said that the crowds following, not because of his words, not because of his miracles, because they got free lunch. A very sad motive, wasn't it, really? And Isaiah scolds the people as well. Why spend, Isaiah 55, why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. That's what we're getting when we come to him, come to his word. It's something rich and deep. And give ear and come to me, hear me, that your soul may live. It's a great verse. That it picks up things we've been talking about. Life, word, Jesus. Yeah. What are we feeding on? What do we try to sustain ourselves with? How hungry are you? There is a saying, isn't it? We are what we eat. Heavenly Father wants to give you and me the daily bread that he has set aside for you and for me as a gift for today. But he doesn't force us. How hungry are we to look for daily bread and to hear God's voice to us today? Give us today our daily bread. I'm not saying we need to repeat those words every day, but if it helps as a reminder, why not? Lord, give me today, give us today your daily bread. What I'm saying is that it is important to hear, it is as important to hear God as it is to eat. Do you believe that? We know we need to eat, but it's as important because we're as much spirit as we are body. So we need to hear God's word every day. Most of us eat three meals a day, don't we? Plus snacks. We know we need to eat. Let's not give any less priority to hearing God's voice and receiving his bread and staying hungry for God. We need to feed our spirit because we are spirit people. Andrew said about when you prayed, be expectant and dependent. And I mean, that's great, isn't it? Yeah, let's go to God every morning. Lord, give us this day our daily bread with a sense of expectancy, but a sense of dependency. We're not just trusting on what he spoke to us yesterday or last week, because God is the living God. And he wants to give us something new. So there is a sense of dependence. I don't know what you're going to give me today, Lord, but this is what I'm coming to you for. Give us this day our daily bread. Let's be hungry to know God, and then we'll be ready to have something to give people when we see them. Let's be ready to pray that for people when we meet them on the streets. And seek to be a blessing to them. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful daily bread in all its variety. And, Lord, what you can speak to us today won't be quite like anything you've ever said to anybody or to us in all of history, because you are the living God, full of imagination and variety. And so you know how to speak to us and thrill us as we hear your word. Give us this day our daily bread. May we be people that hear your voice daily and are enriched for ourselves, that we might enrich others out of your bounty. Jesus, amen.